of the Chatterbox helpers, Pete Dennington and Alan Shirley, have become Norwich hosts. What's that all about?
This morning I'm at a building on the Millennium Plain, talking to Mike King, who is organiser of Norwich Hosts. Now, first of all, what are or who are Norwich Hosts?
Well, Norwich Hosts are a band of volunteers, excellent volunteers, who are part of Norwich BIT, which is the Business Improvement District. And they're the sort of smiling face of Norwich. They welcome people to Norwich. We are financed in total by the Business Improvement District. And the Business Improvement District is an initiative to actually boost the sort of trade to Norwich City Centre. So as the hosts, what we do is guide people around the city.
So when you say welcome people, do you mean groups that are visiting, like from overseas, or just any pedestrian?
It could be any one of those two. It could be a group of people. This summer, for instance, we've met people from the coaches. I mean, last Saturday, for instance, I met over 150 people in total who were coming in from the Thursford Spectacular visiting Norwich. We're actually in December now. And I was able to guide them around the city, and they asked all sorts of things. Where's the castle? Where's the cathedral? Where's Marks and Sparks?
Yes.
Where's John Lewis? All those sort of questions. So we're not officially city guides. We are exactly what we say we are, and that is hosts. Welcoming hosts to the city of Norwich.
So where did this spring from?
Well, this sprang from an idea from our chief executive, Stephen Gurney, who actually was originally the City Centre Partnership Manager, who's now sort of taken on the role as the Chief Exec of the Business Improvement District. And the inspiration came, obviously, from the Olympic Games.
Ah, yes, the Games Makers, yes.
The Games Makers. And they were such an excellent experience in terms of when you visited the Games. I think Stefan thought, wouldn't it be a great idea if we could actually develop something like that in Norwich? And so it really came from Stefan to begin with.
And are many cities in UK doing this?
Well, there's not.
Good for Norwich.
In fact, Norwich, it's a first.
Really?
There are no other cities within, well, there's no other city that actually has a host scheme that's run in majority by volunteers. There are other cities that have host rangers, but they're paid people.
Oh, yes. So how many of the volunteers, about how many do you have?
Well, it varies from year to year. I mean, this is our second year, but more importantly, it varies from season to season.
Well, I was interested to hear that you were speaking to someone in December. I just imagined they'd be here in the summer.
No, we're out 6 days a week and 52 weeks a year. This is our second year. So, yes, we're out all across the seasons. So unusual we are, in as much as that we are volunteers. In fact, so unusual that we were nominated for an award this year from the Association of City Centre Partnerships, and we actually came second in the country.
That's excellent.
Which is really wonderful.
So what do the most people do? I mean, you knew that you were having a group coming, obviously, but do they just wander around the city?
They do.
And if people have got an odd look on their face, they sort of say, can I help you?
Well, I mean, that's certainly part of what we do. I think what we've learned over the last year since we've been running the host is there are probably two sorts of people you need to look out for. The people that obviously got maps in their hands and looked lost, that's fairly easy. And we sort of go up to people and approach them. Alternatively, there are people that appear to be lost, and then we sort of go up and talk to them. I guess the third initiative is that we will stand in selected spots around the city. We call them hot spots.
Yes.
Around the city. And people tend to approach you. I have to say, from my point of view, when I'm out on the street, I find it easier and I get more results when I approach people.
Yes, yes. So what, they stand outside the station?
No, we don't go as far as that. Uh-huh. We actually, the hosts themselves are actually within the Business Improvement District, mm-hmm. which in a very sort of rough way encompasses everything that's within the old city walls.
Yes.
Not quite that, because uh-huh. we don't go right out to Carrow Road.
No.
But that's basically it. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean to say that we don't offer help and assistance to people who want to visit something outside of the big district, for instance, the cathedral, which is the premier visiting sort of attraction in Norwich. So we do guide people there.
Yes.
So we're not selfish. We don't keep them to ourselves.
So they have a uniform they wear.
We just have a simple tabard.
Yes.
That we wear, which simply says, here to help.
Yes.
Norwich City Hosts.
And it's blue.
What would you call it? I suppose it's
not sky blue.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. more like it. With the words quite clear. I suppose it would be truthful to say that visually we can be seen, but the problem is for us initially was that people thought that we were sort of chuggers. We were trying to sell them things. So the tabards have both a positive and a negative side to them. Mm. But I think what we've learnt over the year is that by approaching people in the way we do, people can see pretty rapidly that we're not trying to sell them anything.
Yes.
Or they can hear from our voice that we're not trying to convince you to purchase a credit card at some enormous percentage per annum in terms of repayment. So I think people cotton on pretty quickly. And like also, I think it's also true, whilst it's also true about our voice, it's also true about our demeanour and the way we actually approach people.
So it's obviously been successful mm. because you're now into your second year.
Yeah.
And do you know whether any other cities are taking it up?
Well, we're very proud to say that Lincoln came down to see us and spend a day with us in the late summer this mm-hmm. year. And they were very impressed by what we did. And they've taken it back to Lincoln to talk about it more. They already run a similar sort of scheme, but not to the same level that we've got in terms of volunteers. And you asked me the question earlier, how many volunteers have we got? And it does fluctuate from season to season. We've had as many as 50, and currently we're on around 30, 32.
Yes. Yes, which, and what most volunteers, what volunteer for a half day or something like this?
Well, all we ask of our volunteers is that they commit themselves to simply 2 hours a week.
Yes.
They can do more than that if they want to, and we'll be delighted if they do more.
Yes.
But really, 2 hours a week is enough of an ask of people.
Quite,
and,
yes.
And we've got some wonderful people who are very happy to give that to us. I mean, I can tell you, in fact, because I've simply done it just recently for our chief executive, how many people have we spoken to in the last year?
Yes. What, they sort of have a click, do they?
Yes. Well, we actually have a little chart that we fill in every day. And I'm really proud to say that from October the 31st last year, 2013, to November the 1st this year, 2014, we've actually spoken to just under 30,000 people.
Yeah, that is amazing, isn't it?
I mean, we're very proud about
yes,
that. I mean, someone said to me, well, that's like speaking to every single resident in Dereham or Fakenham
yes,
or something like that.
Yes.
And I suppose that's true. But, I mean, it's amazing to think that we've spoken to that many people. And because of what that actually belies, the truth behind that is how many more people are actually visiting Norwich that we don't get to
yes.
speak to.
But it's interesting, how do people react when you talk to them?
We've had some wonderfully positive reactions mm. from people over the last year, and that usually falls into the same sentence: what a wonderful idea, I wish our city did the same.
Yes, well, it's the way people reacted to the Games Makers.
Yeah.
You know, actually we had several volunteers from Chatterbox who volunteered and were Games Makers, so we interviewed them, and it's, you know, they found these good reactions that people, it gives a good feeling about the place you're visiting if people are bothered to talk to you.
I think that's so important. I mean, you know, I think in a very real sense, it actually says a lot about Norwich. It says that we're not just selfishly expecting people to come to Norwich, that we actually want to give something back to the visitors that come. If it's as simple as a bit of information to get them to the right destination, well, frankly, that's enough almost.
Yes, yes.
And I think it works really well. This morning, met a lovely couple from Gloucester, the top of London Street. They had just walked down Opie Street.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady said to me, one of the most wonderful things about Norwich is looking above street level, at, yes, at the buildings above,
exactly,
street level.
Particularly in some of that area.
Yeah, and I was able to guide her around the city, tell her about other places in the city as she walked down London Street. And she said exactly what I said to you a few seconds ago. She said, what a wonderful idea. I did the same.
And exactly. And so it's really good that we're getting that over to visitors to Norwich.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you.